Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Spotlight On. I have the musician and super mommy, Amina, in the building. Stay tuned right here.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All the kids are crying for no damn reason. They must be bored, the laundry's piling.
I really like this song, yes. So, Amina, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you for having me.
Doing so much. You're so busy. You're like super mommy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby Bronx right here.
I know, baby Bronx, yeah. She's with me unexpectedly. She wasn't supposed to be here, but she's here. So.
Well, after watching you so long on TV, I feel like I know you, but I think I don't know you, because there has to be some kind of misconceptions. What are some things that you would like to have cleared up?
Most people think that you know, when you're on a reality show, that they know you, like they watch you all the time. But what we saw of me on that show was like, oh, it's just so down, so sad. So people used to think that I'm always sad and crying. And there was a time in my life where I definitely was going through it, but the whole happy side, me laughing, they never got to see that. Mm-hmm. And I did laugh, even with my husband at the time, who put me through like all this crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. We had happy times, and they were just never shown. And just like me and who I am is just so much more to me, I felt. And that's part of the reason why I decided to write the book.
What is something? Give me something about you that I should know.
Well, it's just like, all you saw is Amina being stupid and sad.
Do you feel like you were being stupid?
I was being weak for a man. Mm-hmm. But I never thought that I was stupid, because I was aware of what I was in. And on TV, it did look like, oh, she really is so stupid. She thinks that he's going to do. No, I never thought. Mm-hmm. I was just in the situation and struggling to find the strength to get out of it. And, you know, that's also where a lot of my music now comes from, because of that struggle. And I think that a lot of women have that. They are in something that they know they deserve better, but they don't know how to get out of it. And I was exactly there. And it's like when people used to say, oh, you just got to be strong. You just got to focus on yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't let them do that to you. I knew that. It wasn't like, you know, but it's like, how? Like, don't tell me what to do. Help me how to do it. Like, you know.
So do you think the show helped your music career?
Yes and no. People, like a lot of people, think that it kind of ruined it. Mm-hmm. I don't agree. Mm-hmm. Because all these people that do say, oh, you messed up your career by being on reality TV, they wouldn't even know who I am if I wasn't on the show. And all these eyes that I have on me now and ears listening to my music now that I kind of found the focus back on that, like, I wouldn't have them if it wouldn't have been for Love and Hip Hop. So I try to take the positive from it. And I just have a way bigger following now. Mm-hmm. I have bigger, you know, fan base.
Would you do another show?
Depends. What you talking about, Love and Hip Hop, or?
Well, would you go back, or would you do another show as another cast member, or another,
well,
about your life?
I would have to see what it is and then decide.
You're,
I guess,
open,
you
to
know,
it.
I'm not saying, oh, never again. I'm not going. But I'm not like pressed to be on a show like that right now. I really would want it to be about more about me and who, you know, what I do with my music. And it was always hard to get that shown to, you know.
Well, you do a lot with the music, because I read that you pretty much produced it, you wrote it, you sing it.
Yeah, my new album. And, you know, it's what I have been doing even from before television. So I kind of now, after so many years of doing it, because, you know, I'm a little bit older, but I, you know, started when I was 20. We had our first, me and my sisters were in a group like Butterfly. We had our first record deal with Def Jam, and I was only like 22, and it's now 12 years ago. So I've been doing it for a long time. And I just kind of have grown as an artist. I've taught myself how to play two instruments. And it's just always been my biggest passion. And I feel like the one thing that's getting me through life is my music. And I know a lot of artists can relate. But I just know that that's what I want to do. I always have known that, and I've just gotten better over the years, I guess. So now I'm able to produce my own music and not just write a song, but compose it and, you know, come up with the music first and then write it. And it's like when you're an artist, at least me, like I need to express. That's the way of I express myself, because I'm not really a good talker. I'm not, you know, I'm not really that good at it. But I feel like I'm good at expressing who I am through the music. So I need to be writing my own material. Like, it's hard for me to accept songs from others.
So tell me about being a mommy and a singer and recording artist, because your life had to change a lot. And you kind of dedicated this album. It's called Mother. So
First people I think in there are my kids, obviously. They are probably the biggest reason why I wrote most of the songs, and they are the ones that made me get inspired again to even create music. Because after I did the show, I was very down, and I was like going through some depression and like super depressed, so I wasn't able to create. And they are the ones that kind of motivated me again, and, you know, gave me that happy feeling to where I want to make music. And because I know the happiness I get from my kids and then the happiness from music when I create, so fulfilling, and that both together would be amazing, like an amazing outcome. And that's where the album came from.
So tell me about the vibe of it. How will I feel listening to
this? Definitely more positive. Like, when I think about the album, you know, I don't think there's one like sad song on it. Maybe like a, you know, it's all like about being strong, being, you know, growing, independence, and just being in a happy place. There's a song on their last song on the album, Happy Girl.
Okay.
It's, I think, probably one of my favorites. And it's like just about the place that I'm in right now, that after going through such a crazy situation publicly, I finally found happiness again without a man, you know, just like from my kids and from creating. So it's just a more of a positive vibe, because, you know, I do have a lot of heartbreak songs that I put out prior to this. But there's not one heartbreak song. It's all like,
I'm like, so how are you now? Are you like, I'm ready for love again?
I think finally, since I've gotten through it, and I've, you know, I'm over it. I knew that when I would think about the person I was with, Peter, and think about him and other women or whoever he might be with now. When I thought about that and I didn't feel anything, any kind of emotion or pain, that's when I knew I was finally over it. And that was so freeing. It was like unexpected, because it took 2 years. It's recent, like maybe like 5 months ago, I started feeling I'm over it. Yes. And it's such a good feeling. It's so amazing. And you just can't imagine how it feels when you're still in it. It's like, how much longer am I going to feel this way? How much longer is this going to bother me when I look at him on pictures with, you know, other women? And like, all of a sudden, it just was gone.
So how is it co-parenting? Is he a good father?
He's great. It's just that he's not really around like that. Part of the reason is because I moved away. So, you know, he likes to blame me for not being around as much. And I do take the blame a little bit. So that's the only thing. But when we go to the East Coast and, you know, he's there and he's with them. And
so you don't have any problem like with Tara's kids?
Not at all.
Because you're both mothers.
Yeah. And actually, it's getting better and better and better every time we come. And now it's to the point where we meet up, me and Tara, with the kids and do stuff together. And it's lovely to just see them, you know.
Yeah, so you're really embracing this positive vibe. You're letting it go.
Yeah, everything's like so positive right now in my life. So I think that soon, I do eventually want to be in a relationship again, but I don't want to rush it. I'm not feeling like, oh, I want somebody. I'm like lonely. Not at all. Like, I feel like even more like the opposite. Like, you I don't really want to be with someone now. Like, yeah. But I do miss like a man.
Yeah. Would you want someone in the industry or outside of the industry?
Oh, it's hard. I probably should say outside, right? Because in the industry is always drama, right?
Yeah, that's how I feel. I need just a regular guy. Yeah. So I just want to know about, you know, more about the album.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Yes. Yeah, so tell me, you're going to be performing? Yes. And you have some shows coming up?
I have a couple album release parties. The first one is tomorrow in L.A. And I'm performing like 5 songs off the album, all of the album. And one of them is the single Love My Life. And I'll have to play the title song, which is Mother.
Okay.
It's a, you know, like a big ballad for us moms. Just very empowering. And I always love playing it. Every time when I played that for the first time, I was in New York at the Bitter End. It's a small venue, very intimate. And everything, it was so amazing. Just the response that I got. It's like last year, but when I had first wrote it, like a couple days later, I decided to let me just test it out. Mm-hmm. And the response was so great. I was like, oh, this is going to be my album song.
So you don't have any features? Oh,
I do have sister. My sister. My twin sister Jazz is on one song called Unbothered, and it fits her perfectly. You know, she lives back in Germany now, and it's hard for us to like do music together all the time, but I always want to make her part of my, you know, whatever I release. That's my plan. Like, from now on, every mm-hmm. time I release something, she's going to be on it. Especially because she loves singing with me so much. And she was more sad about Black Butterfly breaking up than mm-hmm. me.
So what happened there, actually? Because you're all sisters, right? It was never like, oh, we're
breaking. I think that I was the one that started kind of just drifting off, doing my own thing.
And so you wanted to be solo?
I didn't decide, oh, I want to be solo. But it was like, I was much more creative. I was writing all this music. I was singing lead on every song. Like, when we were still Black Butterfly, it was me and her at the time. And I was like, I'm doing all the creative stuff. I'm, you know, the music is pretty much me. She's just singing some of it. And I think she just, as I was creating, because at the time I started teaching myself how to engineer recording at home and all those mm-hmm. things. So she would watch me and then always, you know, love what I do. But it's like, it all came from me.
She didn't help you.
Well, she was there and she gave her input wherever she could. And, you know, I still, like, to this day, love creating with her. But I felt like the need to share just me, what comes from mm-hmm. me. And okay. she wasn't part of that. So she kind of felt like forced to kind of like back up a little bit. And I know that was hard for her. So I always feel bad in a way. But I needed that. Like, I was close to 30 at the time, and I'm like, I need to be my own person. All our life, it was like the twins. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're never your individual person, and I needed to just...
So how different are you guys? Like, what's your personality?
People say we're just exactly the same look, voice, everything. I don't agree at all. I mean, I'm one of us, so I guess it's always like that when you're a twin. You don't see the way that people see you, but... we have different personalities. Like, I'm already very, like, kind of laid back, but she is the quiet twin, so she's more mm-hmm. more laid back than me. And so I'm the older one, so I guess it comes mm-hmm. naturally that I'm, like, more like the boss of between the two of us. Okay. Always been that way.
So as the name of this album, Mother, mm-hmm. I want to know, what's one thing that you think your mom is most proud of you for?
For
accomplishing in life.
For, I guess, for the person that I've become. And that is, I mean, I've become that through my life experience. So even all the bad, the love and hip hop, the heartbreak, and that made me stronger and made me. So I think, like, the way that because I used to cry to my mom, not even what people saw on TV, but prior to that, I was mm-hmm. in relationships, always suffering. Always crying because they didn't treat me right. I was always in a situation like people saw on TV. Like, I had like maybe three like real serious relationships. One time I was engaged, and, you know, and all of them ended like with me just hurt. And mm-hmm. the next one was always worse.
Why do you
worse.
Think that happened?
Because I just love hard. I think mm-hmm. that's why. And then I also picked the wrong man.
So what are you going to learn this time? Because you want to make sure you good, because you're a sweet girl. Thank you're beautiful. You.
I mean, I just, it's part of, I mean, it's partially my fault. Because like I said, I picked the wrong man. I say that in one of the songs too. And I guess I just, yeah, I got to learn from what I've been through. And I feel like I did, because now I feel like I'm not going to take nothing. Like, if mm-hmm. I get serious with someone again, if there's something that they do that reminds me of how I felt, I'm going to be like, you know, I'm going to make sure that I'm not going
to
take
it. Well, you know what you should do? You should listen to a podcast by Maria Menounos. Okay. She's the founder of AfterBuzz TV. She mm-hmm. has a podcast that comes on every Friday.
Okay.
And it's about health and wellness, careers, relationships, finances, and more. She's in a healthy marriage right now, and she's great. Beautiful. And she's amazing, and she does a lot for us. So make sure you check it out on Fridays.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So, I mean, Amina, I'm just so glad to see your evolution.
Yeah, it's crazy because people nowadays, that's all they say. Every time I post something, and I guess it comes through, even though if it's only social media, you can't really show, like, your real life. But it does, at the end of the day, it does shine through. And I like to just put real stuff on there. You know, I do some advertisement and stuff, like all of us. But I like to, you know, just flood my social media with how my life really is and my, you know, my passions. And, you know, I'm into the exercising and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And people just write me, especially women write me every day how they love watching just my stories. And, like, they just so proud of me from what they've seen on TV to now. It's such a difference. And they just love the, it inspires them. And it's like, wow, that's all I want to do, inspire others. And yeah,
that is so amazing. Okay, so what's one thing you took from your mother that you're gonna pass down to your two babies? And do you plan on having more babies also?
Oh, that more babies. I don't know why I feel that way, but I do have a feeling that I will have another baby like before I'm 40. But mm-hmm. I could be wrong. I'm not saying, oh, no more kids, even though it's a lot right now. I'm a single mom with two little ones, and right now I wouldn't want a third on top of that by myself. But if I find the right, you know, the right man, I would definitely. I love being a mom so much, even though, yeah, it's crazy. But what was the other question?
What piece of advice you're going to pass down from your mom to your little ones?
My mom is like, she's never the type of mom to give advice, but she was just always just being herself and showing in that way, like, how, you know, what love means. And I feel like my mom is even, like, nicer than me, because I always say I'm too nice for this mm-hmm. world. I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm too nice. You get run over by people. It's true. And my mom is even sweeter and nicer than me. And, like, man, I think just teaching them that, you know, don't let the world make you, this sounds so crazy. I mean, I see these quotes all the time. Let the world make you hard. Just stay who you are. Because I know my kids are going to be lovers like me. Mm-hmm. And it may get them into situations where they get hurt. But it's at the end of the day, I come from a loving family. And I want that to stay that way. I want them to be like that too.
Well, Amina, thank you so much for your time. Yes. I'm going to be blasting this in the car. And I'm coming to the performance. Yes. Thank you.
Can't wait.
So tell everyone where to find you. Everyone's following you anyway.
at Amina Butterfly, Twitter and Instagram. You know, it's spelled Butterfly, BUDDAFLY.
And where can I get the album?
That will be out on the 13th of May, Mother's Day, on iTunes, Google Play, and all the streaming services.
And thank you guys so much. Like, comment, and subscribe. And thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next time with more celebrity interviews on Spotlight On. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. You can follow me on Twitter @ Miss Convo Peace. And buzz you later. See you later, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
happy.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.